The DPC are proud to bring you an uncut version of the Sylvia McLean interview. Recorded in the ladies' locker room, Sylvia opens up about putting, captaincy and love. In a telling confession, the DPC uncovers the player behind the putter. I have one question and one question only. Sylvia, how is your putting?
Ah, this is a good day to ask me after the spring meeting on Saturday where I four-putted twice. It was absolutely appalling. Putting's not good at the moment. Now, I don't know if that's the awful greens.
It's the awful greens.
It's the awful greens. But yes, I do need some help with my putting.
And going back to last year, you were supreme.
I was, indeed.
You had four wins and you earned over £20.
Did I really?
Yeah, you did. But in terms of that as well, probably your biggest achievement was bagging the game's hottest player, I think, Murray Knox.
Oh, no.
I think so. So what's your secret in love and in, you know, putting competitions?
I'm speechless. Wait a minute, what can I say to this?
You say no comment.
No comment, yes. No, I wouldn't say that. What is my secret? I don't know if I have a secret. I just relax.
Enjoy the moment.
Enjoy the moment. Live for today. When you get to my age, you just live for the day. And you appreciate the good things when they come along. Yeah. What does that do for my putting? I can switch that off. I don't know. What else can I say?
Okay. Can you tell the DPC what your plans are going to be for this year in terms of putting and in terms of captaincy and the ladies and golf in general?
All right.
And Murray, of course.
Well, what I plan to do is try and play some really brilliant golf to prove to Murray Knox that I can do it and that I am listening to him when he's given me all this advice in the course. In fact, when I play with Murray, I usually need to take these two ladies along with me because they referee.
And they need it.
It's now reached the stage on the course. Murray has to show me the red card now and again when I get things, when I totally foul up, don't I?
He has referee cards.
He's got referee cards, so I've been shown the red card for my swearing and tantrums on the course.
So you're a swearer?
I'm afraid I am, yes.
Favourite swear word? Could you spell it for us?
Well, it begins with an F and ends with a K, I'm afraid. It's very rude. I actually picked that up in Ireland when I worked in Ireland.
The DPC has had to delete Sylvia's foul language at this point. In a desperate attempt to shift blame, Sylvia targets a so-called friend. Unable to take responsibility, she targets innocent Heather P. as the reason behind her offensive behaviour. I always knew Sylvia was a coward.
It's an Irish word. I'm not quite sure what it means, but it gets used a lot in the course that I'm playing. So what are my goals? My goals are to play better and try and get my handicap down if I can, try and win even more money and enjoy my golf and enjoy my putting and enjoy Mr. Knox even more. But you're not going to put that in, are you?
So in terms of, you said, obviously, you've got money on your mind. You're in it for the cash.
Out for the money, out for the glory, yes.
Uh-huh. What were you, last year, what were you spending?
It was, clothes and alcohol and holidays, yes.
So the DPC, would you say it funded a holiday?
It did, actually. This is great.
We should be in it.
You have to be in it. You have to be in it. Got yeah, you it. Can win loads of money.
And in terms of, you talked about Murray before, and obviously there's, you're playing together, you're practicing together, swapping tips, but is your supremacy at putting and, you know, winning competitions, is that starting to play a wee bit on him? Is he not as...
I think he's getting a bit nervous, you think? Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't like the competition. Mm-hmm. In a word, no. I don't think it has any effect on him.
There's no rivalry there? There's no sort of tension when you go home?
You should ask me on Thursday after we played our mixed tie against John Webley and Heather Steen. Have you got any tips for me in that one? Have you played with John Webley?
John's a nice guy. He plays... He's deceptively very good, I think.
Is he?
Yeah.
I was worried... I was... I was frightened of that.
She doesn't need to hear that.
I think he can be a bit wild, but I think
so can Murray. So can Mal. Anyway, I don't think Murray has anything to worry about when it comes to competing against me. We have the odd game, but
perfect match.
A perfect match. Oh, I'm not sure about that.
And obviously you were very, very prominent in the competition last year, and you were the ladies' top female. Obviously the ladies' top female, but you know, with all your sort of acclaim last year, do you feel you've changed? Do all your friends think you've changed? Has it gone to your head? Are you?
What do you think, girls? Has it gone to my head?
I think it hasn't gone to her head. She smiles about her goal, and she laughs at herself.
Sweet, smiling Sylvia. I don't think so. Has this master of disguise fooled us all?
No. Never.
Not at all.
No.
So she's not scheming behind, you know.
Well, she may be, but we've not seen through that yet.
Sort of everyone.
That's right.
Totally.
So when it comes to all the draws and the results, do you think I'm tweaking things in the background?
Never.
No, never.
Wouldn't do that.
No.
And you, obviously you're the captain of the ship.
Uh-huh.
What's in the pipeline?
Oh, right. What's in the pipeline? Some new competitions. So we have a new open. Not that it would interest you. It's for a seniors open on the West. So that's not so good in that. That's encouraging more or even older ladies to play.
This lady cannot help herself. Not content with calling the DPC old, Sylvia lashes out at the age group she will soon be joining.
But we're trying to encourage some younger people to join the club, and that's where we're looking to you to help us bring in some youth and some energy in the place. What else are we doing?
So why would, you said obviously about you want younger people coming in, but why would they come to Dalmahoy? How can you showcase Dalmahoy to them?
Dalmahoy. I think Dalmahoy's a great place in terms of the courses, you know, in terms of the place itself. I think the golf, I think it offers a great challenge. And there is a great junior section here, albeit it's mainly the boys. And as a recent past junior, mind you, it's a few years now, isn't it? A couple.
No one is safe. Her mind focused on causing as much destruction and hurt as possible. Sylvia criticises coaching.
Well, what were you saying earlier? You thought the playing with the boys helped you quite a bit. It helped your game.
I think so, yeah. I suppose it did, but
I think what can Dalmahoy offer juniors? I think is it not the variety of competitions play? There is a good junior section, and sure about it. A lot of the coaching. I don't know how much. Shouldn't we say this? How much of that is actually done here at Dalmahoy, or much of it is elsewhere?
That's true.
I'm not answering. I'm not.
Say what you like. Okay, but in terms of back to the DPC.
There you go. I mean, the DPC itself must be a great attraction for juniors and other people. Would you not say?
Yeah.
I think so.
So the competition's coming up. It's 8th of June. That's when it starts. How have you been preparing?
For the DPC? Oh, I have my practice putting at home. I practice my putting.
What does that sort of entail? Is it sort of, you know, 3 hours of rigid practice?
It's hours and hours of practice. And I have this old toilet roll. And I try and get the ball in the toilet roll, right through the toilet roll.
So you're a bit of a perfectionist, a bit of a...
A bit of a perfectionist, yes. It's not paid off yet, but I'm hoping by the 8th of June you'll see big results.
And in terms of, last question, do you think you will win this year?
Oh, definitely, yes. No doubt. You look out, guys. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be the winner.
Why do you think you didn't win last year?
I think I ran out of time. The weather turned on me. I couldn't come for the last few weeks, and I couldn't even make the knockout, the final knockout, but I'm going to be there this year.
Sylvia was not prompted in any way, and all comments are her own. The DPC takes no responsibility for the hurt that Sylvia will cause. Lots of love, the DPC. If anyone has complaints following this interview, please visit the victim support site. www.silveruinedmylife.com. Only kidding. The DPC would like to thank Sylvia and the ladies for taking part in the interview. Please be aware, the interview has been edited. Sylvia is actually quite kind. However, the DPC would strongly advise players to stay away from Sylvia when there is a full moon. Love the DPC.